Corey Knipper, an engineer at Thompson & Litton Incorporated, or T&L, announced at last month's Pocahontas Broadband Council meeting that the start of construction of the ARC broadband project has been delayed from the end of 2022 until July of 2024. Now, at the August 11th Broadband Council meeting, Knipper provided clarifications about this delayed timeline. He explained that the new timeline is still being refined as he continues to seek ways to shave time from some of the 40 or so steps that need to be completed before construction can begin. He showed a screenshot of those project steps and their timelines, which we hope to obtain a copy of in the near future. As a result of these continuing efforts, Knipper said he has already been able to move that starting time for construction back from July of 2024 to December 23rd of 2023, and he hopes he can find ways to shorten that timeline even more. He said if construction begins in December of 2023, it could be complete by May 27th, 2024. Knipper explained that the timeline for this project does not apply to any other broadband projects that the ISP CityNet may be doing in Pocahontas County, such as their expanding their fiber trunk lines down 219. Brian Tu, who is T&L's Vice President of Business Development and Marketing, will be the T&L's new representative to the Broadband Council. He said he is not sure where the original unrealistic estimate of starting the project in the fourth quarter of 2023 came from. Knipper explained that about 5 extra months was needed by one of the subcontractors who was doing required field work for the project because of staffing shortages, COVID, and bad weather conditions. He said that contractor started their field work in March and will finish on August 19th, but should have been done a long time ago. Melissa O'Brien from T&L added that CityNet has told her they wouldn't have been prepared to start any earlier either. To explain, one of the steps that needs to be done is for First Energy, which is Mon Power, to coordinate with them by doing a pole survey, including photos, GPS coordinates, pole tag numbers, and measurements of every one of the electric poles that CityNet will be stringing fiber lines on. He said part of that field work that the T&L subcontractor did was to go out and identify each of those electric poles that CityNet will need to use when they build this project. Tu said T&L is committed to avoiding any additional delays, hoping to shorten the timeline some if possible. Sarah Raleigh asked if these delays could raise the cost of the project due to inflation, and Amanda Smore said hopefully not, since CityNet has already purchased and stockpiled the fiber optic cables needed. Kara Rose said she is preparing a press release about the September 15th Pocahontas County Broadband Summit meeting, which will be held beginning at 5:30 p.m. at the Marlinton Municipal Building and will also be broadcast via Zoom meeting. She said this public meeting is not a complaint session, but an informational session explaining what the Broadband Council has done and intends to do to bring broadband to the entire county. Regarding other funding projects, Amanda Smore of Region 4 said that while we still have a pending application to the third round of the Department of Agriculture's ReConnect grant, we should apply for round 4 of that grant when the applications for it are announced in November. She said that so far the USDA has not ruled out funding ReConnect projects, even if they are located in one of Frontier's RDOF bid award areas, but that could still change. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.